We are assembled here in the Western World headquarters of the Hare Krishna movement in this ISKCON Los Angeles, New Dwarka, studying the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 7, Text Number 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Parikshito Ta Rajasher Janma Karma Vilapanam Sangsthang Cha Pandu Putranang Bakshe Krishna Kathodayan Parikshito Ta Rajasher Janma Karma Vilapanam Sangstang Chapandu Putranang Bakshe Krishna Katodayam Parikshitota Rajasher Janma Karma Vilapanam Sangstang Chapandu Putranang Bakshe Krishna Katodayam Parikshito Rajasher Janma Karmi Vilapanam Sangstang Chapandu Putranang Bakshe Krishna Katodayam. Kindly chant. Parikshitota Rajasher Panam Sangstang Chapanda Putranang Bakshe Krishna Katodayam Parikshitota Rajasher Vilapanam Sangstang Chapandu Putranang Bakshe Krishna Katodayam Parikshitota Rajasher Janma Karma Vilapanam Sangstang Chapandu Putranang Bakshe Krishna Katodayam Parikshitota Rajasher Janma Karma Vilapanam Sangstang Chapandu Anam Bakshe Krishna Katodayam Parikshitota Rajasher Janma Karma Vilapanam Sangstang Chapanda Putranang Bakshe Krishna Katodayam Matajis Parikshitota Rajasher Janma Karma Vilapanam Sangstang Chapandu Putranang Bakshe Krishna Katodayam Parikshitota Rajasher Janma Karma Vilapanam Sangstang Chapandu Putranang Bakshe Krishna Katodayam. Anyone else? Parikshitotha Rajasher Janma Karma Vilapanam Sangstang Chapandu Putranam Bhakshe Krishna Katodayam Parikshita of King Parikshit Atha thus Rajarshe of the king who was the Rishi among the kings Janma birth Karma activities Vilapanam deliverance Sangstang renunciation of the world Cha and Panduputranam of the sons of Pandu Vakshe I shall speak Krishna Katha Udayam that which gives rise to the transcendental narration of Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation, kindly respond. Suta Goswami thus addressed the rishis headed by Shaunaka. Now I shall begin the transcendental narration of the Lord Sri Krishna and topics of the birth, activities, and deliverance of King Parikshit, the sage amongst kings, as well as topics of the renunciation of the worldly order by the sons of Pandu. Purport by the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna is so kind to the fallen souls that he personally incarnates himself amongst the different kinds of living entities and takes part with them in daily activities. Any historical fact, old or new, which has a connection with the activities of the Lord is to be understood as a transcendental narration of the Lord. Without Krishna, all these supplementary literatures, like the Puranas and Mahabharata, are simply stories or historical facts. But with Krishna, they become transcendental. And when we hear of them, we at once become transcendentally related with the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam is also a Purana. But the special significance of this Purana is that the activities of the Lord are central and not just supplementary historical facts. Srimad Bhagavatam is thus recommended by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the spotless Purana. There is a class of less intelligent devotees of the Bhagavat Purana who desire to relish at once the activities of the Lord narrated in the 10th canto without first understanding the primary cantos. They are under the false impression that the other cantos are not concerned with Krishna, and thus more foolishly than intelligently, they take to the reading of the 10th canto. These readers are specifically told herein that the other cantos of the Bhagavatam are as important as the 10th canto. No one should try to get into the matters of the 10th canto without having thoroughly understood the purport of the other 9 cantos. Krishna and his pure devotees, like the Pandavas, are on the same plane. Krishna is not without his devotees of all the rasas, and the pure devotees, like the Pandavas, are not without Krishna. The devotees of the Lord are interlinked and they cannot be separated. Therefore, talks about them are all Krishna Katha, or topics of the Lord. Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. Thank you very much for allowing me this privilege of speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam. We sing every morning, O Tulsi, please give me the privilege of devotional service. So whenever I remember that line, I remind myself that devotional service is a privilege. What to speak of rendering devotional service in New Dwarka? It is a special privilege. Therefore, I must be very appreciative. I must be very meek and humble. Even though I am sitting on an elevated seat, that doesn't mean that the third Shikshastakam verse goes out the window. I still must be meek and humble. I must be tolerant. I must certainly give all respects to the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. And if I can do that, and most importantly, not be concerned whether anybody loves me or not or likes me. That's not my concern. Then I can glorify the Lord properly. So there are some very nice words in today's verse. Rajarshe, Rajarishi. There are kings. Their qualifications are listed in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Their qualifications. But here we're talking about a particular kind of king, a Raja Rishi. Not only was Maharaj Parikshit a king, but he was a saintly king. Later, we will hear descriptions of Maharaj Parikshit as a Mahabhagavat, a devotee of the first order. And Sutta Goswami is pointing out what is coming in the rest of this canto. We're going to hear about the birth, the activities, and the deliverance of this Parikshit. He was delivered twice, so to speak. First, he was delivered in the womb of his mother when Ashwatthama sent the Brahmastra to destroy the last descendant of the Pandava dynasty, Maharaj Parikshit, grandson of Arjuna. But Krishna protected him. Therefore, another term we will use in this case, Vishnu Rata. He was specifically protected by Vishnu, by God himself. Special protection. And as the Bhagavatam proceeds, we will see how Shukadeva Goswami delivers Maharaj Parikshit through the remaining cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the 12th canto, as Shukadeva is finishing up his instructions, that very, very powerful verse, that verse which states, Kaler dosha nide rajan, asti heko mahan guna, Kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha parang vrachet. My dear king, Kali Yuga is an ocean of bad things. Anyone who goes through the daily headlines, we are definitely in Kali Yuga. And that train of Kali Yuga is chugging along faster and faster and faster. Each day the news becomes even more preposterous. And you wake up the next morning. Have they started the nuclear war yet? Are we still alive? Do we still have a Hare Krishna movement? Wait and see. You know, they had, so many years. They still have these reality TV shows. Little did anyone predict that our White House would become its own reality TV show. Stay tuned. What a difference between our present leader, quote-unquote, and Maharaj Pariksit and the Pandavas. The distinction is deplorable, laughable, insidious, ludicrous. There's unlimited definitions, adjectives, descriptions. Don't worry, I'm not going to go there. But just the point is there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Then there's this word sangstang, renunciation of the world. Yes, we will learn in this canto how Pariksit Maharaj, when cursed by the Brahmin boy Sringi, decides that this is a sign from Krishna. This is a sign to pack it up, renounce this kingly situation, this drama, this play, and I have 7 days. Let me finish these last 7 days renouncing this material world. This is what is required. You cannot expect to be delivered from material existence and still be attached to this material world. As devotees, we should remember, we should remind ourselves that alongside, where our path is vairagya vidya, vairagya, detachment. And how do I know that I'm making spiritual advancement? The way I know I'm making spiritual advancement is I am becoming less interested in material sense gratification. If I see, if I notice, wait a second, I'm still attached to sex life, gross and subtle. How can I expect to be delivered from this material world? I have to become detached from material sense gratification. As it was said, gross and subtle. Profit, fame, adoration, distinction. I must become detached from these. So that's an important part. We are gaining transcendental knowledge, but the proof of that transcendental knowledge, real transcendental knowledge, culminates in progressive detachment from material sense gratification. And how to do that? Well, it's very simple. You increase your spiritual activities. Prabhupada, if he taught us anything, the definition of bhakti is spiritual action. Bhakti is not some sentiment or feeling. Yes, there are transcendental feelings, but bhakti means transcendental action, coming in 9 kinds of activities, which you are doing right now, hearing, chanting, and Lord Chaitanya points out, these two are the most essential. Don't even think about the other 7 unless these two are done proficiently, sufficiently. Hearing and chanting about the glories of the Lord. This has to go on. The watering of the bhakti lata bij. It's not the spiritual master's duty to water your bhakti lata bij. That is my and your responsibility. I have to make the endeavor every day to spend quality time, maximum quality time, hearing and chanting. Then, automatically, there will be remembrance, offering prayers, worship, rendering service, and what to speak of getting to the higher realms of friendship and full surrender. But the foundation, hearing and chanting, hearing and chanting. People, when they write me or they ask me, Prabhu, how can I make spiritual advancement? The answer is always the same. Increase the quantity and quality of your hearing and chanting. It's not some mystery. And especially this. It all begins here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then Panduputranam, the sons of Pandu, yes, we will hear about them in this canto. How, when they get the information from Arjuna, Arjuna has witnessed the Maushala Leela, the disappearance of Krishna and his family, and how Arjuna failed, so-called failed, in protecting the wives of Krishna, and he was defeated by some cowherd men, but actually it was Krishna in disguise. And when Arjuna came to see his brother Yudhisthira, because he had been gone for several months, then Arjuna revealed Krishna has left the planet. We, especially Prabhupada disciples, we can get some glimpse into the feeling of that on November 14th, 1977, when we learned that our beloved Srila Prabhupada had gone back to Krishna. We all felt great remorse, deep sadness, lost, confused. Now everything was on our shoulders. And as I've pointed out so many times to this next generation of devotees, your day is coming, because the day will come, no more Prabhupada disciples, then it's all on you. Good luck. You'll know what it's like when you're in the driver's seat. Not so easy. And then he says, now, in my opinion, and who cares for my opinion? My opinion is like a nose. Everybody's got one. Everybody's got an opinion. But I'm entitled. It's my 5 minutes of fame. Krishna Katha Udayam. To me, this is the main words. That which gives rise to the transcendental narration of Krishna. Krishna Katha. Prabhupada mentions this throughout his writings. Two kinds of Krishna Katha. That spoken directly by Krishna, known as Bhagavad Gita. And that which is spoken about Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And it is a transcendental narration. Prabhupada spoke on that in today's purport. It is a transcendental narration. It is not mundane. Krishna says in 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma chame divyam. My birth, my activities, divyam, divine, transcendental, spiritual. Right? And Krishna says, if you can understand these in truth, not by mental speculation, but scientifically, in the words of the guru, the sadhu, and the shastra, that is how we understand this birth and activities of Krishna. And that's one thing Prabhupada taught us. He taught us everything, the basis is the shastra. Why do you think Prabhupada emphasized distribute book? And famously said, when one of his right-hand men said, yes, Prabhupada, we will immediately start distributing this new volume of Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada said, no, first read it. Prabhupada wants us to read his books. It has been pointed out to me, and I've noticed over the years, don't take this the wrong way, new generation, okay? Don't take it the wrong way. But there is a tendency, not just I've seen, many people have seen, that the newer generations are not reading Prabhupada's books. They're reading all these other books, but neglecting to read the four major books, which Prabhupada himself says, Gita, Bhagavatam, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Nectar of Devotion. These are sufficient for understanding the philosophy and preaching. The word sufficient is sufficient. So, I must know these books. And I have said many times, again, my realization, my opinion. The basis of all preaching, Bhagavad Gita. Learn Bhagavad Gita, you can preach to anyone. Yes, you can fill it out with narrations from Bhagavatam, but if you know this Bhagavad Gita inside and out, you have the foundation. Just like a musician, I play guitar. So, I self-taught a guitar. I didn't take any lessons. But when I first got a guitar, I bought this record. And the record was there to teach me the guitar. That was back when I was 13. And the guy on the record said, if you learn these five positions, then you can play any song. So he was emphasizing, learn this basic. So Bhagavad Gita is the basics of transcendental knowledge, the root, the foundation. Become very, very knowledgeable. We see in Prabhupada's purport, he's quoting so much Bhagavad Gita. So that is directly spoken by Krishna, Krishna Katha. Krishna says, if you understand in truth my birth and activities, then no more you're coming back to this material world, but you will achieve my abode. Yes, we want to return back to Krishna. There is a goal. We want to become part of the entourage of Krishna. So we will do that by understanding this birth and activities of Krishna. And of course, we're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and Prabhupada writes, one of the purposes of Bhagavatam is to become attached to this. Become attached to chanting the holy name. If you find that you're not developing attachment for chanting, that means you're not hearing properly. You're not studying properly Prabhupada's books, the main books. If you read nicely, you should get impetus to improve on chanting the holy name. Let's go over some of the points in the purport. So Prabhupada, yes, Krishna is so kind. It is said that the greatest quality of the Supreme Lord is his compassion on the fallen souls. The Lord is so compassionate, he himself comes or he sends his representative. In our movement, we understand, we accept that Krishna has sent us A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to deliver the fallen souls in the age of Kali. He came to fulfill the prediction of Lord Chaitanya and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And in this movement forever, Srila Prabhupada remains founder acharya. That title, that position cannot be usurped. He is the sole founder. And he is the Acharya. His writings, his teachings, his example is the template from which everything else will go on in this movement. Now, in this purport, Prabhupada emphasizes that without Krishna, then everything else is simply mundane. In this Bhagavatam, we will hear the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunaka. They will say, please, Sutta, continue to talk, provided it has something to do with Krishna. They also understood this point, because Krishna is not sectarian. That we must understand. When we preach Krishna consciousness, when we tell others Krishna is God, that is not sectarian. That is absolute truth. Yes, we congratulate. You have a particular name for God. Very good. Chant the name of God that you are accustomed to. But that does not change the fact. The name of Krishna is the principal name of God. The best name for God. All attractive. That name Krishna includes all the other names of God. That's not sectarian. That is truth. Absolute truth. And I must not be afraid to speak the absolute truth. Yes, Prabhupada was not afraid to speak the absolute truth. If you notice, the early lectures of Prabhupada on 26 Second Avenue, he's not crouching or couching anything. He's coming directly preaching from the absolute truth. He's not watering it down. He's nicely presenting it as it is. So I cannot be afraid or shy to say, yes, Krishna is God. It's a fact. You may not like it. I don't really care. My job is to deliver the medicine. Another point in today's purport. Bhagavatam is also a Purana. But this Srimad Bhagavatam is special. It is the topmost. And Prabhupada reminds us. Spotless Purana. What does that mean, spotless Purana? Means there is no material contamination. We learned in the second verse, Bhagavatam kicks out all cheating kinds of religiosity. Cheating religiosity means dealing with mundane religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation is also considered cheating. Because we are not interested in simple liberation. What are we interested in? Eternal service. That is real liberation. Eternal service. Rendering eternal service. That's my constitutional position. I have to serve somebody. Either I'm going to serve Maya and be kicked, or I'm going to serve Guru and Krishna. Take your pick. Now I got a rhyme. Serve Maya and you will be kicked. Serve Krishna as your pick. Hari Bol. The choice is mine. Free will. Who do I want to serve right now? Because that decision is a constant decision, moment by moment. Do I want to serve Krishna now, or do I want to serve Maya? constantly. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, Kirtaniya Sada. Always be chanting. Always be praying. Always remember Krishna. Never forget his service. Then, of course, something Prabhupada repeats several times throughout his writings. The pseudo-devotees who want to jump to the 10th canto because they think they will enjoy some kind of sense gratification reading the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna and the gopis. But we have to understand what is the position of Krishna. Therefore, Vyasadeva takes 9 cantos to explain what is the position of Krishna. 9 subject matters just to prepare us so that when we get to the 10th canto, we'll not make any mistake and think that Krishna is some kind of mundane person and that I also can be like Krishna and dance with gopis. No. I have to understand Krishna's position. What does it mean to be God? There are so many definitions of God. But when you go through the 9 preceding cantos of Bhagavatam, then you'll understand this word God from every conceivable angle of vision. There'll be no confusion. You'll be expert in the science of God. Then the final point, something that we learn in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, how the Panchatattva, the Absolute Truth, is relishing different relationships, and how the devotees and God, once you get to this purified level, once you get to the platform of pure devotional service, Krishna and the devotees are on the transcendental plane. And as he says here, the devotees and Krishna are interlinked. They cannot be separated. Just like you cannot separate heat and light from fire. So similarly, we do not want to see Krishna alone. That is not our objective. We want to see Krishna with his devotees. Just like on the altar, Rukmini, Radha Krishna, Gornitai, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Krishna and his entourage. Krishna surrounded by his loving devotees, his beauty becomes more increased. I end there. Discussion, challenges. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you so much, Prabhu, as always.
You're welcome.
You mentioned that we shouldn't be afraid of introducing Krishna as the Absolute Truth.
Yes.
This is not secretariat. And I understand your argument saying that Krishna means all attractive. And that's the definition of God. It's a very sublime point that we can argue on that. But one might come and say that, hey, your Krishna is more than the name. He is also the form and activities. How do you say that Krishna, as we know it, which includes name, form and activities, is the Absolute Truth? Otherwise, somebody else might say that, oh, Jesus is the Absolute Truth. It's like it's not non-secretarian. How do you argue?
So, very simple. I am Krishna's salesman. I am here to sell Krishna. So yes, as I said, we accept all the nomenclatures of God. But my personal experience, by reading these narration of Krishna, Bhagavatam and Gita, I understand there is so much more information. I was raised on the Bible. Excuse me, but there's very little information about God. But when I came to Bhagavatam, Gita, and my favorite Krishna book, oh my God, there's so much more information. Please take this book, whether you be Christian, Muslim, Jew, Buddhist, and read this book and become a better lover of God. I'm not trying to convert you. Take this book and become better Christian. That's all. I see how this will improve your love of God. Okay? More. Yes, Amala Bhakti Maharaj. No, you're next.
Thank you.
First come, first serve.
Oh, thank you very much for a very insightful class and nice realizations. I just wanted to add something to one of the points that you made, which I took very well, and that is one of the early points was that one of the symptoms of our progress is how renounced we are becoming towards mundane and towards worldly things, activities, places, and the like. And that's fine. There is no argument about that. But another symptom is not only how much we are becoming renounced from these, but also how we are becoming attached to Krishna and all things connected with Krishna, his associates, his pastimes, his paraphernalia, the deities. So the more we become attached, this is also symptomized by the fact that we want to see more of Krishna, we want to hear more about Krishna, we want to associate with devotees who are completely absorbed in Krishna. So our attachment to Krishna, which is ever increasing, is the symptom also of our advancement. And they go together, actually. They complement one another. And so I just wanted to just add the other half of the book, and the first half you, of course, nicely presented. Thank you.
I stand corrected.
No correction. This is addition.
Yes, okay. Mataji.
Thank you for your class, Prabhu. I would just like to elaborate on that same point is that Amala Bhakta was making, is that the more we engage, the less attracted we will be to these mundane things, the more we engage in hearing and chanting about Krishna.
Anything else? Going once? Twice? Have a great day in Krishna consciousness.
Thank you for allowing me the privilege.